What did the mommy light bulb say to the baby light bulb?
I don't know what.
I love you, Watts and Watts.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Excuse me. I have a general announcement to make. Sorry, it's quite inconvenient. We're running out of oil. It's going to be hard to live if we don't find some alternatives to oil. Because pretty much everything we do uses oil. Let me list some of the things made with oil. There's computers, light bulbs, toothpaste, cat food, dog food, owl food, microwaves, umbrellas, blankets, glasses, crayons, fridges, pharmaceuticals, houses, trucks and boats and planes and clothes and roads and phones and shops and farms and your auntie's underpants. If we don't find a solution, we won't have them anymore. 'Cause pretty soon there will be no more oil. We don't need cars. Well, we didn't in my day. Maybe now we do. But we could also walk, use bicycles, and ride horses. Instead of oil, and coal, and uranium, use clean, renewable resources. Like the sun. See, it has heaps of energy, beaming down for free, feeding plants and trees. Make use of these kind of natural forces and use clean, renewable resources. Why mine gas seems silly to me when you can make your own from the comfort of your throne with a methane digester. Oh yes. You see, the future of energy is in predominantly biological processes. So be a clean, renewable investor. Use and value clean, renewable, clean, renewable, clean, renewable services and resources. Once again. Clean, renewable, clean, renewable, clean, renewable services and resources. It's time to do away with fossil fuels and just get back to the soil. Because let's face it, it's the end of oil. Yes, let's face it, it's the end of oil. We might as well face it, it's the end of oil.
That's Formidable Vegetable from their Permaculture A Rhymer's Manual. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We're at the Outpost Performance Space with a whole lot of kids and on Zoom. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
And who do we have with us today?
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hey, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Killian.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Juan.
Hello, it's Lucas D.
Hi, it's Kybia.
Well, thank you all for being here at the Outpost. Today, we are going to learn about renewable energy. Does anyone have a clue what I mean by renewable energy?
Energy that we can use over and over again.
Well, that seems right. That's a good start at a definition, but we're going to also get all the different kinds of renewable energy that there are. We've got experts from the renewable energy industries here, including solar, geothermal, wind, and more. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Let's learn about renewable energy together today on the show. You can learn more at childrenshour.org, where we've posted learning materials. Look for renewable energy. This is Hayes Greenfield from his Music for a Green Planet, right here on the Children's Hour.
shoes. We must not be selfish with all that we use. Fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-dee, the answer is green, clean energy.
Listening to the Children's Hour, I'm Katie Stone. Today we're learning about renewable energy. And with us on the show is Rebecca, also known as Puck Stare. She's New Mexico's director of the State Energy Office, which we here in New Mexico call MNERD. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Puck.
I'm so glad to be here.
I'm really glad to have you. Puck oversees and supports New Mexico's renewable transition. We also have with us Jim Desjardins. He is an expert in solar. He's the executive director of the Renewable Energies Industry Association of New Mexico. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Jim.
I am so glad to be here.
Really glad to have you. And Sherry Kelly is from Socorro, New Mexico. She's a geologist and geophysicist at the New Mexico Bureau of Geology. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Sherry.
Happy to be here.
Great to have you. Sherry is an expert in geothermal. We are also going to learn about wind, but first, let's go to Killian.
What is renewable energy?
Renewable energy. Yeah, see, it's a mouthful, Puck.
Renewable energy is something that renews, something that you can use over and over and over. So fossil fuels like oil and gas, we can suck them up from the ground, but once you burn it once and then it's gone. But a renewable source is like solar or wind, where once you use sunshine on a Monday, guess what? And when you wake up on Tuesday, there's still sunshine. So it's renewable and we can use it over and over and over.
Why do people make renewable energy?
Why do they make renewable energy? What are we using this for?
Well, renewable energy is clean. It doesn't pollute our air. It doesn't warm our planet necessarily when we use it. Another reason is in some ways you don't have to pay for it, right? No one charges you money for solar, but they do charge you money for gasoline. So it can be much, much cheaper to use renewables. And there's some other benefits too where if you think about it, the sun is kind of everywhere, right? And the wind is everywhere, but coal is only in certain places. So when you dig it up, then you have to move it to where you want to use it, and it can make it expensive.
We hear so much about the negative effects of too much carbon dioxide and fossil fuels. What specifically makes them so bad for the environment? What do they do?
So you're talking about what we call greenhouse gases, and we call them greenhouse gases because they have a greenhouse effect on planet Earth. Raise your hand if you've ever been in a greenhouse.
Okay, everybody's raising their hand in the room.
Now, tell me about the temperature in the greenhouse.
It's often very, very humid and particularly hot, like 95 degrees or even a little warmer sometimes.
Exactly. So these gases that fossil fuels put into our atmosphere have the same effect on planet Earth as what you felt in a greenhouse. That's why we call them greenhouse gases. So carbon dioxide, methane, and there's about 20 of them, change how the sunlight interacts with the air. and heats up the planet. And that's why it's so bad.
Would all of our energy be renewable someday?
I sure hope so. It'll be a cleaner planet and cheaper electricity.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're learning about renewable energy today. Our guests are Rebecca Puckstair. We call her Puck. She's the director of the State Energy Office here in New Mexico. Jim Desjardins, he is the executive director of the Renewable Energies Industry Association of New Mexico. And Sherry Kelly, she's a geologist and geophysicist at the New Mexico Bureau of Geology. There is a lot more to learn. Stick with us.
Chopping down our trees, stop using plastic things, carpool and drive EVs, and give back to the earth we've been given. Cut down the milk and meat, green power, the lights and heat. We'll sing this song on repeat as we do our part for the world that we live in. I'm Earth, the planet that you're on, you know, but I'm not feeling so well. My temperature's rising, species are dying, floods, droughts, and fires, no longer surprising. I'm losing trees and my island slowly disappear. It's getting harder and harder to make a home for you here.
Hey Earth, let me break it down for him. We're making those greenhouse gases, trapping heat in the atmosphere. They come from cars and plastics, cows and factories here. We're burning oil and coal and all that natural gas, releasing carbon dioxide and methane and releasing them fast. But hey, folks gotta live, yeah.
People need to live, but look at what you give to the children after you. You need me, ooh, and I need you.
Hey, we'll stop chopping down our trees. They absorb carbon dioxide. We'll switch over to EVs. Our cardboard go for a back ride. We'll stop using plastic things and take our own bags to the store. Let's change up the way we eat. A little less milk and meat. Let's switch to renewable power. Unplug and take shorter showers. But please don't stop taking showers. That would be gross.
Stop chopping down our trees. Stop using plastic things. Carpool and drive EVs. And give back to the earth that we give in. Cut down the milk and meat. Green power, the lights and heat. And sing the song on repeat. As we do our part for the world.
We can write our governments and tell them to change. They might say it's impossible, but we can hold them responsible
and help them to lead in cleaner energy.
What we do now will reverberate for centuries. We'll stop chopping down our trees, stop using plastic things, carpool and drive EVs, and give back to the earth we've been given. Cut down the milk and meat, green power, the lights and heat. We'll sing this song on repeat as we do our part for the world that we live in. We'll stop chopping down our trees, stop using plastic things, we'll carpool and drive EVs, and give back to the earth we've been given. Cut down the milk and meat, green power, the lights and heat. We'll sing this song on repeat as we do our part for the world that we
The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. You can learn more about us at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour, Museum of International Folk Art, and Museum of Indian Arts and Culture in Santa Fe, New Mexico celebrate cultural heritage from New Mexico and across the world. More at moifa.org.